USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on Wednesday discussing police practices and law enforcement accountability. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is blasting his colleagues on the other side of the aisle for not speaking out regarding defunding the police.
They know it is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening. Think about what we've heard in the last few weeks. Heard the mayors of our two largest cities, Mayor Garcetti, said he wants to defund the police. The mayor of New York says he wants to defund the police.
The Trump administration is opposing a Democratic proposal to extend a $600 a week federal unemployment benefit approved in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia saying it was necessary at the time, but is no longer needed as the economy begins to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending a fellow Republican's op-ed in the New York Times. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican is criticizing the newspaper for apologizing for running Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's opinion piece that called for U.S. troops to assist in the streets after American cities were facing violence and looting from protests.
Oh, but the facts couldn't hold a candle to the hurt feelings. Hurt feelings. The New York Times had erred grievously by making people confront a different viewpoint.
Cops, a reality TV show that follows police officers in the line of duty, is over. Paramount Network has canceled the show, which was scheduled to debut in its 33rd season next week. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. The program had been initially pulled from the schedule following the death of George Floyd, but the network saying now they don't plan to bring it back. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Some D.C. National Guard troops deployed to protests in Washington have tested positive for COVID-19, as top White House coronavirus task force members warn governors of a possible spike in infections tied to nationwide protest rioting and looting. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes, I mean, the most important thing, unfortunately, the report of the National Guardsmen being infected is certainly disturbing, but is not surprising. The issue of physical separation is important. Masks can help, but it's masks plus physical separation. And when you get congregations like we saw with the demonstrations, as we have said, myself and other health officials, that's taking a risk. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is just an example of the kinds of things we were concerned about. So I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected. And many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone was demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about, and unfortunately we're seeing it come true right now.
And finally, the Fed Reserve is saying they're going to hold interest rates steady at zero or near zero until the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic is over. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.